People the world over have long believed that birds are stupid. Their brains don't have nearly as much folded tissue as mammal brains have, and bird brains are rather small compared to those of mammals of similar size, though comparable to those of mammals of similar weight. Expressions like our bird brain are found in many languages. Of course, people who spend a lot of time with birds, especially corvids, chickadees, and parrots, can't help but notice that each bird is an individual in terms of its behavior, and it has, for lack of a non-anthropomorphic word, personality. If it was hard for humans to finally recognize that we're not at the center of the universe, it's even harder for us to recognize that intelligence is not unique to our species. Now that researchers are finally looking carefully at bird intelligence, we're finding more and more that birds really do have minds to be reckoned with. Of course, I always knew that, at least in my gut, and the first baby blue jay I ever took care of proved it beyond doubt. Ludwig was a tiny fledgling when I rescued him from a dog. I got to see firsthand some of his instinctive behaviors, such as the first time he picked up an ant. Jays never seem to eat anything the first time they encounter it, an adaptive instinct protecting them from poisoning. He held the ant in his beak for just a second, took a quick taste, and put it down. And then his crest went up and his face got a shocked, distressed look. He moved his tongue back and forth, looking horrified, and then suddenly cocked his head, picked up the ant again, and started rubbing it into his feathers. The bitter formic acid taste had released an instinct called anting. Some birds use the ants as an insect repellent. Anting, of course, is an instinctive, programmed behavior rather than an example of intelligence. But Ludwig seemed exceptionally curious and able to reason through things, too. My favorite example of this was when I brought home a bright orange bell, the kind with a button on the top to ring, and set it on the dining room table. It caught his eye, so I pressed the button to ring it once. He cocked his head in an interested way, so I rang it again, and instantly he put the whole concept together and touched his bill to the button. But he was a little tentative, and also he was still little. In order to reach the button with his beak, his breast was pressed against the bell, dampening the sound. He kept trying, but could not get the sound right. So Russ and I went into another room to watch television, and maybe a half hour later, suddenly we heard a perfect ding. Then a few seconds later, another, and then another, and then ding, 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 ding. We came running to discover Ludwig hovered in flight above the bell ringing it. Ringing a bell is not an adaptive behavior that will in any way improve a blue jay's chances of finding food or surviving. Ludwig wanted to ring it for pleasure because it was an intriguing puzzle. He rang it over and over with elation, but soon, now that he'd mastered it, it lost its charm. From then on, he pretty much ignored it, but every now and then when he was flying past, he'd give it a good loud ring just for fun or just to make sure he hadn't lost his touch. Bird intelligence, you better believe it. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.